WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Melissa is expected to hit Jamaica tomorrow as a major hurricane. It has sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. CBS's Jason Allen in Kingston.
Billy Mystic is a well-known musician in Jamaica. He and his family plan to stay and weather the storm.
I can't stop these waves from coming.
With the airports closed, tourists on the northern part of the island scrambled to prepare.
This is crazy. We were in line in the grocery store for a good 2 hours before we were actually able to check out and get out of the store and get back to the resort. So it's pretty chaotic.
Melissa is expected to bring devastating flooding and landslides. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
The eye is going to start to move very quickly across the island, and this is going to lead to widespread infrastructure damage, prolonged power outages, communication outages in isolated communities. So it's going to be a very dangerous post-storm environment.
As part of his Asia tour, President Trump meets Japan's new prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, the first woman in that leadership role. They've had a very long handshake. This meeting between the two comes ahead of another with President Trump's Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, on Thursday. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Trump has danced on the tarmac in Kuala Lumpur.
Well, this is so exciting.
Sealed a peace agreement between Cambodia and Thailand and sat down with the Emperor of Japan. But the most consequential meeting may have taken place behind closed doors in Malaysia, where Chinese officials say they reached a, quote, preliminary consensus with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to end a simmering trade war.
On day 27 of the U.S. government's shutdown and no end in sight, CBS's Nicole Killian reports from Capitol Hill.
There is no vote on the books for government funding. However, there are several pressure points that could change the dynamics here on Capitol Hill. For instance, starting tomorrow, air traffic controllers will miss their first paycheck. The military is due to get their next paycheck potentially this Friday.
The U.S. Navy says two military aircraft crashed into the South China Sea yesterday in what are described as separate incidents. One was a fighter jet, the other a helicopter, both from the same Navy carrier. All crew members were rescued and are okay. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
On a tour of Asia, on board Air Force One, President Trump ruled out foul play and suggested that bad fuel might be the cause of both crashes. An official told us that is part of the investigation.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
An ultra marathon is coming to Washington, D.C., and CBS's Stacey Lynn reports runners will want to wear their stretchy pants.
Just like a similar race in Denver, the Taco Bell 50K comes to the nation's capital November 29th.
You can complete this, you will be deemed a survivor.
You run over 31 miles, stopping at 9 different Taco Bells along the route, and eat at least one menu item at each.
I've consumed a Crunchwrap Supreme, 2 cheese roll-ups, and a bag of cinnamon twists.
According to organizers, you're not allowed any Alka-Seltzer or Tums. And the big rule, if you puke, you're out. The race is free, but you pay for your own food, and well, your stomach will likely pay for it as well. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Baltimore Orioles have hired Craig Albernez as their manager. Albernez, who turns 43 on Thursday, was previously an associate manager with the Cleveland Guardians. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Double. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, to mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 40s. Nice day for tomorrow with a partly sunny sky, highs into the mid-50s. And we'll look for more sunshine on Wednesday, a little breezy, highs again in the mid-50s. Dry through the rest of the work week, currently 51 degrees.
Feel fine. It's the Beatles on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. A little after 9 o'clock, and Chris Morrow making our way through a Monday night together. CCR with John Fogerty.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. I wonder.
Mesa Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The following is not a paid commercial for the Silver Bullet Court. Just a great song by the OJs.
come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charms,
tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no, no,
don't love and love from
no,
your arms.
No.
Hard, but sometimes you simply have to tell her no from the zombies. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and your home for the 5 o'clock class reunion. Afternoon thing Kurt Volman does, featuring three songs from the same year. It's sponsored now by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Tomorrow at 5:05, following the news, Kurt will feature the year 1965. Could be a Horlick or a Park graduate, no matter where you graduated from. The class reunion happens tomorrow at 5:05. 1965 on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
one fine day, the Chiffons on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits, and high school football Friday night. We'll run down the details of the next round of the playoffs in a few minutes on WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
We can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Better than no way. There must come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Come a day.
Come a day.
When you and I can say, we can finally see each other. Will there come a time?
We can find the time
to reach out for one another.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. A lot of people really didn't give David Cassidy, the lead singer of the Partridge Family there, the credit he deserved as a musician. I got a chance to know him about 25 years ago, and what a down-to-earth, regular dude. And then I started listening to some of his solo stuff. Great musician, great guitarist, great arranger, and really underappreciated after becoming a bubblegum teen pop star in the early 70s. Anyhow, Partridge Family there. I'll meet you halfway. Now, Paul and Paula. Hey, Paula. WRJN.
Hey, hey, Paula. I want to marry you.
Hits on WRJN and your home for high school football this Friday night, 6:40, the pregame for New Glarus, taking on Racine Lutheran. WIAA high school football playoffs continue, 6:40, the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday night.
Yeah.
hometown radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Back on the road again. Me and you.
Jensen Gentry's on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. And it's kind of fun to look back over the years and think of the things you did as traditions, as kids, as the holidays approach. One of the things at our house was always a big deal. My dad worked for Wisconsin Electric for 40 plus years. And every year, the employees got a chance to bring home the electric company's cookie cookbook for their families. Didn't have to wait in line for it anywhere. Didn't have to order it. Dad would bring it home for us. But now, Dad doesn't work there anymore, and I don't think employees get a free copy. You've got to get in line with everybody else to get your cookie cookbook. This year, it's going to be happening in Union Grove on Wednesday, November 5th at the Racine County Fairgrounds between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. They'll have signs up. You can drive right through. They hand it to you through the window, and off you go. It's a decades-old tradition dating back 97 years, and it continues at the Racine County Fairgrounds November 5th. Get ready to get in line.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Hits, it's WRJN. Here we are Monday night, a whole evening of timeless hits, including the Four Seasons, Working My Way Back to You.
When you were so in love with me,
and Timeless Hits on WRJN. I played little Peter, Paul, and Mary earlier tonight. It was great to hear that folk sound from them. And they were really the ones who reestablished folk music. It's kind of a pop music thing back in the late 60s, using Bob Dylan songs to, I guess, make his name kind of routine in the songwriting world. And then this one that John Denver put together for him turned out to be a top five hit. It's Peter, Paul, and Mary. Leaving on a jet plane as we get ready for the 10 o'clock news, top of the hour from CBS on WRJN. Have a great night.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking. It's early morn. He's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. You down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you, then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come, when I won't have to leave alone, about the time I won't have to say.
dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Melissa is